We have gone from expecting perhaps 2 interest rate increases this year to the possibility of 0. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve changed their stance yesterday at their last meeting 6 weeks ago. Team Fed said they would need to keep gradually increasing rates. But there was no mention of those gradual increases yesterday, although the Fed still thinks U.S. growth is, quote, solid. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now from Washington Live. What changed, Nancy?
Well, David, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says right now there are economic cross currents that justified the Fed's decision to leave interest rates alone. Here's how he described those cross currents yesterday.
Global growth has slowed, as well as some, let's say, government-related risks like Brexit and trade discussions, and also the effects and ultimate disposition of the shutdown.
Now, we were dealing with some of these same economic risks last month when the Fed still decided to raise rates. And I think that's what's caused some confusion. But some of the other risks Powell listed there are new, like the partial government shutdown and how messy Brexit has gotten in Britain. Powell also said a second partial government shutdown could cause more lasting economic damage. So he's watching that.
What other economic risks are the Fed people concerned about?
Well, debt, for one. I asked Powell if the Fed is helping create a corporate debt bubble by keeping interest rates so low for so long. He told me the Fed is keeping an eye on corporate debt because if corporations are loaded down with debt and the economy goes south,
they're going to be less able to weather that and keep serving their customers and, may have to do layoffs and things like that, which so they can amplify, in effect, a negative downturn.
Powell was also asked about the federal budget deficit. Earlier this week, the Congressional Budget Office said the deficit will be over $1 trillion a year by 2022. Powell says that's not sustainable.
Nancy, thank you. Market interest rates are moving according to logic today, given the Fed news. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is down below 2.66%. Some other numbers. The FTSE stock index in London is up 0.6%. The Dow future is flat. The Nasdaq future up 0.4%. Amazon releases its quarterly results later today. Retail and advertising, sure. But we'll also get a look in the battle for the cloud computing market. Amazon sells plots on its server farms to business clients, but the competition is catching up. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Amazon's cloud division launched in 2006, and it's since grown so large, it now generates half of the company's profits.
They're the global leader in cloud computing, and it's a very high-margin business.
That's Mark Mahaney at RBC Capital Markets. Demand for cloud services has been exploding. Clients ranging from startups to the Pentagon are demanding more. Mahaney says competitors have been coming after Amazon's 32% market share.
This category was almost exclusively owned by Amazon, call that 5 years ago. And over the last couple of years, you've seen Microsoft in particular gain market share.
Microsoft's cloud revenue jumped by 76% last quarter. And services from Oracle and Google are gaining ground, says Daniel Ives at Wedbush Securities.
This is a $1 trillion market, and that's what every large technology stalwart's going after with Amazon having a target on its back.
Even the century-old IBM has taken aim. The company just announced that cloud computing made up half its revenue in 2018. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Federal workers have been promised back pay for their time during the shutdown, but contractors who, for instance, clean bathrooms, provide security for federal buildings, also lost paychecks. But they're not supposed to get back pay. The Service Employees International Union is pushing lawmakers to support a bill to fix that. Today, we're hearing from contract workers who are in this situation. Here's a young mom who works security at several Smithsonian museums.
I've had sleepless nights. I've been crying, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. My name is Kanisha Only. I'm a security officer for the Smithsonian Museums. I make $17.72 an hour. I started in November, so before that, I've been out of work since August. I was really happy. I was like, okay, so I'm going to be able to get caught up. As soon as I hear about the government shutdown, I was worried. I've been taught really well how to save and how to budget. So when I was getting paid, I mean, I was on my way to getting on track, getting my life on track. I have a 3-year-old and I have to worry about how I'm gonna feed him. I have to stretch the money that I have. When I did have money, I was buying a meal and for him, either we would share one meal or I would let him eat and I wouldn't eat. My income exceeds the amount that they allow for food stamps for a household of two. So my food stamps were cut. While I was unemployed, I was behind on payments on my car note. So when I started working again, I mean, I made some payments, but I still was behind. I mean, I did receive help from my grandmother, but family members, they have things that they have to take care of as well. They can't stop their life to help someone who also has a life as well to take care of. The day that I received the news that I was going to go back to work, that morning, my car was repossessed. Not knowing that I will receive back pay, it really hurts. It's sad, and it's stressful. I've been living every day with I don't know. I can't tell what will come in the future.
We're also hearing today from a 71-year-old who cleans a federal building who also may not get back pay. Marketplace.org, if you missed that on the air. Now, because of the deep freeze, Michigan consumers today were set to use about 3 times the natural gas as is normal for a winter day. After a fire yesterday at a big natural gas facility north of Detroit, the utility, Consumers Energy, is asking people in parts of Michigan to back down their thermostats, a challenge given this weather. If users don't voluntarily cut usage today, the utility will cut down gas flows on its end. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.